Blog Talk Radio.
Say that across the board.
For me,
I won't say across the board.
And I think we need to get back to space.
Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening, America, and welcome to another segment of Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show, where we talk about life, love, relationships, and all things in between and in that circle. Tonight, we're going to talk about privacy. And why is privacy good in committed relationships? That's the topic we're going to start up tonight. But first, I have to introduce the co-hosts. We have Jeff, we got Joe, we got Deidre, we got Brittany, and we have Heather. So I want to welcome my co-hosts to the show and hope they had a good week, good weekend, good extended weekend. So let's get it popping. So tonight's topic, why is privacy good in committed relationships? Now, to get things started, let's define committed relationships. We're not talking about those who, like, quote-unquote, go together and been together, like, 2 weeks and call themselves a couple. No. We're going to talk about committed means couples that's been in there for a long time. You know, it's pretty much what we call LTR. The long-term relationship couples, the couples that have been like a year or more, and, you know, they gave everything in that relationship. They living together. They help pay the bills, help raise the kids. We're going to talk about those type of couples today, okay? So I want to ask, before we go, here's our number to call in America, 760-683-2662, or hit us up on www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends, or you can hit us on our Facebook group, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show, where we just have it popping every week, every day, every week, every month, every year. So my question to the panel of co-hosts, here's my question. Are we entitled as a couple, if you're in a couple relationship, and for a singles, just make believe you're in a long-term committed relationship. So the first question is, are we entitled to privacy in a relationship?
Yes, I think so.
Are we? Why do you think so? I mean, is it cool for everything to be, is it or isn't it cool for everything to be out in the open in a relationship?
No, it's not cool. And I say it's not cool because that's how people get in your business, and that's how your problems get out in the street. So I feel like in any relationship, you know, you're not going to be extremely private. I mean, you're going to have people that you confide in that you may speak to about, you know, your relationship issues, but I think that it's important to have privacy because, like I said, when you put your business out there and let everybody know what's going on in your relationship, that's when you get 1,000 opinions and people telling this person, and it just trickles down. And I feel like it can really hurt your relationship in the long run. cause issues between you and your significant other even more. So I feel like we're all entitled to privacy. Even if people feel like you're too private, that's on you. That's your relationship. It's for you to worry about, not for anybody else to worry about.
Okay. 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 Anybody else? I want to hear from, like those in a relationship, like Joe, Jeff. What do y'all think?
Broke couples can have all the privacy in the world. Rich couples can't.
I think couples are entitled to privacy. I think they definitely.
Hello?
Can anyone hear me?
I can hear you now.
I can hear you.
It seems like there's some technical difficulties going on. So did anyone hear my question?
Ask it one more time, Q.
Okay. I asked, are we, well, Brittany answered, but for those who didn't hear me the first time, are we entitled to some form of privacy in our relationships? Or is every, once you get into a relationship, is everything out in the open and on the table? What do you think?
I mean, yeah, you have to be able to peel back the layers of the onion, you know, to reveal the true stink of oneself. So I think that, yes, you must be able to get naked, if you will, you know, with your inner self.
So everything should be on the table, in your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you're going to come to, I mean, if the relationship is worth it, and you are, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're moving in time, you're moving from year
mm-hmm.
to year to year, I mean, stuff is just going to come up, and it's going to come out. You're not going to want to hold it back. It's, you know, the reason for why you're holding it back is only going to get dealt away with the security that you feel in that relationship. And that's why you're going to share whatever it is that you might have been holding back in, let's say, year one or year two. I mean, you get to year four and five, you go ahead and give that information up or tell that story or, you know, relay that feeling that you had way back when. So, yeah.
So, okay, so Jeff, so you're saying that, and correct me if I'm wrong, so let's say you and your wife kick it the first year.
Mm-hmm.
So you and your wife kick it the first year, and I'm trying to come up with a scenario. Okay, here you go. Here's a scenario. Okay. Me and you are boys.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we're in long term relationships. We got a girlfriend, a wife, whatever going on. All right. I come to you with a secret.
Uh-huh.
And I say, Jeff, this is between me and you. Take this to the grave.
Uh-huh.
If I tell you that secret, would you tell your wife? And if not in the beginning, would you tell her later on down the line?
No. I would take it to the grave. However, I will always give this caveat to all of my boys. If you're about to tell me something that has to do with anything health related, trust me. If something has to happen to you, accident wise or healthcare wise or something, and somebody don't have information on you, if you're telling me something health related, that right there is stuff that I'll tell your doctor if I don't see anybody stepping up to get that type of information. But anything other than that, I'll take it to the grave.
Okay. America, it seems that we're having technical difficulties again. So we apologize for what's going on, but we're going to continue with the show, and we're hopefully that, you know, while the show is going, we're trying to correct everything as much as possible, and all the I's will be dotted and the T's will be crossed. How did that go? Dot the I's and cross the T's, so there won't be any more significant difficulty. So if you'll bear with us, we'll try to get this thing through. And again, on behalf of our Amongst Friends family, we apologize. We're going to keep it moving. So, okay. So, here's another question that I have for everyone. Does being in a relationship implies ownership of each other's belongings? Meaning, if me and Brittany or me and Deidre in a relationship, I have a car and Deidre doesn't. Deidre asked for the keys to go somewhere. Am I in the right to say, because she, can I say no?
If she wants the keys to your car, and you say no,
my car. My car. Even if I have nothing to do and nowhere to go. Am I right to say, you know what, no?
Yeah. And I say that because if it's your car in your name that you pay for, I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, but if you guys are in a committed relationship, of course she would have... Of course you would want to know why. I mean, I think it would be okay to give her a reason. I wouldn't just be like, no, and don't give you a reason, although you may feel like you don't owe her that. But I think that, I mean, especially if you typically let her borrow your car and you just say flat out no one day, like, that's kind of odd. And you may not just want her to drive it, but I think giving her an explanation would work. I know I would expect an explanation as to why I couldn't drive it. But if you say no, I mean, it's your car at the end of the day.
Why should I have to give you an explanation? No, that would be real, real selfish. That would be real, real selfish. So I wouldn't do that to you anyway, Pookie. I wouldn't do that to you anyway.
Good. I hope not.
I wouldn't do that to you anyway.
Especially if she has somewhere to be, you know. And it all depends on the circumstance, like if she didn't have a car or something. But, you know.
Okay, but what if we both had cars? All of a sudden she wants to drive. We both have cars, but she prefers to drive mine.
Yeah, that's happened to me before. Yeah, I'm one of those type of people like, why you can't take your own car? I'll let them take my car, but it's kind of like, why can't you take your own car? But I mean, if she has a car and nothing is wrong with it, and she just wants to take your car, and you say no, I mean, she still has another option to get around, which is her own car.
Y'all women do that sometimes.
No, you take your busted Yugo and you go to the mall in your busted Yugo. You're not getting in my brand new Camry with the rims and the Bluetooth. No. That's right. Step your game up, chick. Get your life right.
I know.
Yeah, but I mean, in a relationship, you want
to. One of our Facebook groupies said that I think that when you're in a committed relationship and you deny the car of your mate and you claim ownership on that car like that, then you need to be alone. Unless your woman is a lush or risk of getting mad tickets. But other than that, I say you're selfish as hell. Are we selfish just because we can do something like that? Is that selfishness? Okay.
I don't think so. You know, people just taking it and running with it right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Let that man have his opinion. Let that man have his opinion. Okay. So there's privacy, and there's this thing called secrecy, and I think that sometimes one is synonymous to the other, because sometimes when we talk about, you know, we have a right to being private in our relationship, I guess sometimes the other party feels that we're withholding some type of information. So I want to get that clear to America that, you know, there's a difference between, you know, there's a difference between privacy and a difference between secrecy. So secrecy, I think secrecy and family, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'll get your opinion on this, but it seems like the difference between privacy and secrecy is that secrecy is kind of detrimental to the relationship, because you know something, but you're holding it back because it may be something negative that's going on. Whereas as privacy is like, here's yours. We have ours, but in the relationship, you have yours and you have mine. Whereas secrecy is, is secrecy like prying or trying to get to? Can you get into somebody's business? Is that cool to say?
I
when I was doing the research, I came across privacy, and the word secrecy kept popping up, and I don't know if both are synonymous or
okay.
are
so
both
in your research
or
in your
is
research
there a difference?
When it says, in your research, when it says secrecy, what did it say?
Well, it says secrecy is the tendency of holding back information.
Okay. And then privacy.
That could be seen as negative.
Okay, but what did it say when it defined privacy?
Well, see, privacy didn't have any negative connotation.
What did
privacy say?
Yeah, what was the definition of privacy?
There wasn't any. Well, I couldn't see. I didn't find any definition for privacy as concerning a relationship wise. I just came into the whole definition of privacy, which is having your own little entity within a big circle. Like having oneself in a mass surroundings. It wasn't anything bad or negative. It was just you just have yours. Whereas secrecy, like I said, it came with negative connotations. And it's a fine line. It's a very, very fine line. So I just want the amongst friends family to know that you can be private but not be secretive in your relationship. You got me? Or am I losing you?
Gotcha.
I'm breaking. I can't hear y'all. Can everybody hear me?
I want to be private when I'm smacking that butt, getting that good. But I want to have secrecy when I got cancer and I'm trying to hide it from my greedy family because they don't want to get into my will and change some stuff so I can get some $5.
Oh, what? Boy, you smoking again. You're smoking again. Okay. America, we would love to hear from you. So if you have any questions, comments, things you want to say, call us. 760-683-2662, or hit us on Block Talk Radio, www.blocktalkradio.com/amongstfriends, or you can hit us on our Facebook page, which is Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. And I think we're still having some form of technical difficulty, so we are very, very appreciative if you bear with us, and we're gonna keep the show rolling. Okay. Now, another one of our Amongst Friends group members defined the group of secrecy. And he said secrecy is when you deliberately have information to keep information from anyone and to keep them from reacting to the news in a hurtful or angry manner. What'd you think about that, family? You think that's an accurate definition? Or you think there's something else? Okay. Okay.
Repeat your question, Q.
The question, well, we were talking about the definition between secrecy and privacy. And one of the our group members gave his definition of secrecy. And he said that secrecy is when you deliberately hide information to try to keep the information from anyone and to keep them from reacting to the news in a hurtful or angry manner. And I was wondering if that's an accurate definition to give.
As opposed to
privacy.
I would agree with that. Because I think secrecy, like he's saying, is a concerted effort to keep some information away to either manipulate the outcome or to prevent a negative response, whereas privacy is just a matter of personal preference, not that you intentionally didn't share or intentionally did share. So I definitely agree with that.
Okay. And I was just saying that, you know, there is a fine line between privacy and secrecy. But there are two different definitions, but they're kind of parallel to one another. So I just wanted to add that also. So in a relationship. In a relationship, what are some of the things that should be private and what things shouldn't? Or, as we kind of mentioned earlier in the program, should certain things be private, or should everything be accessible to your committed partner? For example, how about passwords to your computer? Your email? Your password to your phone? Should those be accessible to your partner if he or she asks?
I don't think they need that information. If we're married, then I can see giving up that kind of information. But if not, then no, they don't need
it. Take that back, Brady.
I don't think you ever need that information.
Yes, you wouldn't give your passwords to your wife.
Once you share those,
I don't think my significant other needs my password.
Once you share stuff like that,
for my phone, Facebook,
you as a person don't exist because you have nothing in that relationship to keep to yourself. I mean, why would your significant other want your why he or she would want your password to your phone? Because that to me, that sounds like that comes off as a trust issue. That comes off as a real, real deep-rooted trust issue. And that's trusting. Trusting is a whole new... Trusting in a relationship is a whole new story that we could talk hours on. So...
I mean, you're saying that it's deep-rooted trust issues, but wouldn't that be the reverse side as well? I mean, like, why wouldn't you want your spouse to have... what does it matter? What does it matter one way or the other?
I don't know. To me, I just think that
if you don't have anything to... What would it, if even if it was... If your spouse did have, quote-unquote, deep-rooted trust issues, and they said, I want your password, and you don't have anything to hide, what would it matter to you to ease the comfort of your spouse?
That's not easing the comfort of your spouse. That does not ease the comfort.
If this person has deep-rooted issues and they say, I want your password, you're my husband, whatever, and you don't have anything to hide.
That person should deal with their deep-rooted issues before they become somebody's husband or wife. You need to deal with those before you become somebody's spouse. And even in a relationship, there are some levels of boundary. That's just like him coming in the room and saying, oh, you talking on the phone with your girlfriend? Well, then if y'all ain't talking about nothing, let me listen in. There is a certain level of personal privacy that exists with every human being, and you're not going to do nothing but drive yourself further crazy with trust issues when you start looking at emails, looking at phone logs, because you're going to start interpreting things a whole other way, and it further says to the person, I don't value you enough to trust that you're going to protect me with your behavior and your choices. That leads to a whole other bag of issues doing stuff like that.
Exactly. And who wants to get into a relationship with somebody who has deep-rooted trust issues from the get-go?
People do it all the time. Well, I mean, we've already had a conversation about people not being totally honest when they get in relationships anyway because they're putting their best foot forward. So now you done got with this person, y'all done got married, and now they're a totally different person. So now trust issues, all kinds of issues come up. What you going to do? Go to the courthouse and say it's a wrap? No.
Yeah, that's what they do.
You deal with it as it go.
No. But see, if you meet someone in the beginning and you know that they have deep-rooted trust issues, that's your mess up from the beginning. So, for the sake of argument, we're not talking about that. We're talking about two people who don't have trust issues at all. They love one another. But if one of the spouse say, you know what, can I have the password to your phone? Should you give it to that person? And most would agree no. For what reason?
Because they asked for it.
Bullshit.
Now, Kill. Let's tame that manly tone and that bullshit that you're using, sir. Let's tone that down.
All right, sir. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. We have a caller, family. We have Emmy from Pittsburgh. Emmy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right, Sierra girl, speak your piece. What you got to say, whether to a month's friend, family, what you got to say?
Yeah, you know I have something to say. First of all, all about the trust issue. Sometimes if people don't display certain things that cause the trust issue to be a factor in a relationship, it wouldn't even be a problem. So, like, when I was married, like, if I needed my ex-husband's phone because, say, my phone was dead, I mean, he would be right over top of me while I'm using his phone. Why? Like, why can't you just hand me your phone and I use your phone? Why do you got to see what I'm doing on your phone? I just want to make a phone call. So when you start displaying all of those things, like, what do you have to hide? You got to go to the bathroom, your phone's in the bathroom with you. You take a shower, phone's in, you go downstairs to the kitchen, get some drink, your phone's with you. Why? Like, I didn't have my phone on my hip when I was walking around the house with my husband because I didn't have nothing to hide. So when you start displaying those things that you do have something to hide, then that's what makes the woman's mind curious, even a man's mind. Okay, like, why is she sleeping with her phone under her pillow? Why he's sleeping with his phone under his pillow? And see, so in today's world, we allow Facebook, telephones, text messaging, inbox, we allow these things to intertwine with our relationships. Back in the past, when all this stuff wasn't about, there wasn't much issue, you know what I mean? But we letting all this social media and networking and everything interfere. So if you didn't do things to make your significant other wonder, why is he acting like that, then it wouldn't be an issue.
Let's backtrack. So he was the one that had his phone with him around him all the time, like you say, in the bathroom, underneath his bed, all that. So he was the one, or was you the one?
No, he was the one.
He was the one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you asked him, you know, why you have your phone with you all the time, and what was the answer?
I mean, I don't remember if it was so many years ago. I just remember,
I don't remember the initial conversation
of the phone. I just remember, you know, all the time, like if I needed to use his phone, like even if we were riding in a car and say I would pick up his phone and use it, what you doing? You know what I mean? His phone was like gold. That was like picking up a man's wallet. I could go through his wallet before I could go through his phone.
Did you have your own phone at the time, or did you have one?
Yeah, I had my own phone, but you know, sometimes my phone might have been upstairs in my room or something, and I wanted to, and I needed to use his phone. But it's not the point of me needing to use his phone. It's the point of why are you so protective over that little piece of device? Why?
Maybe.
What do you have to hide? If you were being faithful, you don't have nothing to hide. You could care less if I went through your phone, your pictures, your text messages. There shouldn't be nothing in that phone that your wife can't see.
I'm gonna take the situation. I'm gonna throw out something that I throw out all the time when people start talking about the whole, you know, the secret thing about, you know, people doing something. What if your man, your husband, your wife was planning something for you, planning to do something for you, and everything was readily available in the phone, the contact numbers, the list, the catering, whatever. What if all of that stuff was in the phone? You don't normally have a reason to use this person's phone, so they feel safe enough to put the stuff in it. Now, you go searching through it, let's say you stumble upon a note page in the phone. Huh?
Go ahead, Sue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You stumble upon a note page and you see these arrangements that are going on. It's supposed to be a surprise for you. Do you feel bad now that it's ruined because you stumbled?
You're thinking this person is always going to go on for a whole year, for a long period of time. You're always planning something. I mean, come on. Oh, look, I'm a woman. I'm not stupid. Okay, I wasn't born yesterday. Okay, there's certain things that people do in relationships that they didn't do before
didn't
to start
question.
Showing signs and stuff. So
you
he wasn't just playing in one
you
little
didn't
process.
The you didn't answer the question. You didn't answer the question.
The question is, if I stumbled across that, would I feel bad? Yeah. But it's not like it just happened one time that he's planning something. So I'm not saying, oh, one time I wanted to use his phone, and he was, oh, no. No, this is, it was all the time for like a whole year straight. And I don't know about a lot
what?
Of other women, but my intuition, when it tells me something, I'm going to tell you, it is usually 99.999% correct.
Here we go with that. Here we go with that women intuition crap. There you go with that. Oh, my God.
Well,
I wish all y'all
intuition would be lawyers, so then we wouldn't have no crime
okay,
in this country.
But here's the thing. It still goes back to, if there's nothing to hide, why are you so... I can't share my stuff with you. I mean, what's the big deal?
I don't think it's a big deal that I can't share my stuff with you. I think that there is a such thing as personal space and privacy. Now, if I ask you to use your phone, should one be jumping or acting like what you looking at or what you doing? No, that's a bit much. But do you need to be going? And most men do that. Because you've given them a reason to. Because as women, we naturally use the phone and are going to scroll. That's just what we do. It's just how we operate. So I don't think that it's a matter of not wanting you to have something or what am I trying to hide. It's a matter of there has to be something in any relationship that's just mine. I don't want you. It's just like you being off work and people being in your cubicle at work. It's your job's property, and everything you're doing there is open knowledge because you're at work. But do you want somebody all in your desk and at your computer? No.
No. That's why I protect it.
As long as
exactly.
It's the same as it was.
I'm glad. I'm glad.
I kind of feel like Heather said it earlier, there are boundaries, and there should be boundaries in a relationship. And if you trust me and you have no reason to go through my phone, then don't go through it. But if you feel like, hey, I'm feeling insecure or I'm feeling distrustful or I like the caller said that I've given you some reason to distrust me, then I'm not going to sneak. I'm not going to be whatever. I'm going to come right out. Look, I want to know what's going on your phone. I'm going to come right out and ask you. And what if you show me, you show me, and if you don't, you don't. And I've got to make the decision from there. But like Heather said, I'm not going to drive myself crazy trying to go through your phone and decipher what the hell is going on. Because it really just is pointless. I agree fully. There's boundaries. If I put a password on my phone, then, you know, it might not just be for, you know, like for me, I have a password on my phone because I work with people, and I sometimes leave my phone around. But if my wife wanted to get in my phone, she has the password because I don't have anything to hide. But I also know that my wife is not going to go through my phone and vice versa. I have her password, but I don't have to go through her phone because I don't distrust her. But if I did or if the other way around, we can sit down and we can be like, look, you want to go through the phone? Go through it. Because at the end of the day, if somebody want to do something, want to be sneaky, they want to do something sly, slick or sly, and you, they'll give you the password to one of the phones, but they got another one that can do what they need to do. And if they can't do
that,
it by phone,
right,
they'll do it by internet. So it's just really pointless to just, you got to have boundaries, bottom line. You have to have boundaries.
I know what I was going to say before Heather jumped in with that perfect point that she made was, to our caller, and to Deidre, you know, I understand sharing and their relationship. Totally understand that. But couples that really have their mind on straight about their relationship have what is called me time. And that me time is usually something that's done away from the two as a pair. And because those people who are putting in the work in their relationship realize that they have to have that me time, something that they go off and do that is not shared, so that they have their time to be their individual self. Because you know you have to have that, that right there deads your question of, like, should couples share everything? It just deads the whole thing. Because, like I said, any good couple who really has their mind on their business as a couple, that they in it to win it, they need longevity, they want longevity, they're going to do what they got to do, to have it, they will incorporate time in just about everything they do. They will incorporate that in the relationship.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay. What you saying?
Mm-hmm.
Brittany, I didn't hear what you said.
Me neither.
The question I have is, if for all of you who are in relationships, if you were, like, I believe it was Brown Sugar, where they
mm-hmm.
had identical phones.
Mm-hmm.
The movie Brown Sugar.
Right.
And they had identical phones, and they switched phones by accident in the morning. So my question is, for all of you relationship, if y'all were to switch phones by accident, would you be able to go the whole entire day without freaking out?
Well,
I didn't hear the question all the way.
I didn't hear the question.
Your question implies that somebody is doing something wrong and they would freak out.
No, I asked a simple question. It wasn't whether y'all are doing something wrong. I just asked you, could you be able to go without your phone and it be in the possession of your spouse or partner or whatever?
Oh, I don't want to be without my phone, period. Not because I don't want to hide.
Exactly.
I got something to hide. I just want my daggone phone.
I agree with Joe. I need my phone. It has nothing to do with if Lana has my phone, what can I do? Because nine times out of ten, what's going to be on my phone is going to get misconstrued anyway as a mess. That's how, you know, people work. You know, it could be totally, totally innocent. But, you know, she might see a text or a number or something, and it's like, well, who is this, and what is this? And it could be something totally, totally social or totally business. But it's how it's misconstrued by that person. It's how it's perceived as that person that may get misconstrued.
I think the problem with privacy in relationships is that people, one, there's not enough grown people in relationships. There's not enough grown people in relationships. You have people who are chronologically adults, but their mental and maturity levels are so skewed that they enter into these relationships and they freak out about the dumbest stuff. And I need to know what's going on in your phone. I need your passwords to everything. And here's my thing. If you're grown and you're saying you're going to be in a committed relationship, then you're going to be in a committed relationship. You're going to trust one another, and we're not going to have no issues, or at least no privacy and all this secretive issue crap. But if you're in a relationship with someone that's childish, or you're childish, or you're immature, or you don't understand how to set boundaries in your relationship and boundaries with other people, then you're going to run into these problems. So I just kind of feel like if you want to be in a committed relationship with someone, grow the hell up.
And then here's the thing that always kills me. So you my woman, you scroll through my phone, you start asking all these questions. Okay, who's Brittany? Who's Deidre? Well, how about this? How about I need to cut your ass loose because I've already told you who these people were and your dumb ass can't remember, so I got to keep on running through all of this bullshit. So I need to cut you loose because I can't be going through your fogginess and you not writing stuff down because you need to take notes. If a guy gives information like that, when you open your mouth and ask questions thinking you're catching somebody, then you need to open up your brain and you need to start remembering who these people are, whether there's a face to it or not. And I feel sorry for you if you have in your relationship, if your significant other is a real friendly person who has a lot of friends, because I know.
I feel sorry.
For me personally, if my wife was that way, me taking her to homecoming at an HBCU, I don't even be married anymore. I know too many people, and it's like all the box talking about, well, who that right there, right there.
Exactly.
But the thing is, if y'all having communication. Like, if you're communicating in your relationship and your wife has an understanding of who you are, Jeff, then you're not going to have those issues because she knows you've already set the boundaries with people, or you guys already have y'all rules amongst yourselves. So you being the type of person you are, you have lots of friends, both male and female. You damn near say whatever you want out your mouth. So your wife knows you. She knows you. Y'all have an understanding. Y'all know each other. So there's not going to be those type of issues. But if you got someone that don't know who you are and didn't take the time to learn who you are during those dating phase or the beginning stages or whatever, or you got somebody that's just full of insecurities, then, yeah, it's going to be a problem every time Tamika, Shaniqua, and Lala walk up to you, and they can just really just be saying, hey, now I'm not mad at your wife if she sees somebody who just crossing boundaries and just being straight disrespectful right in her face. I ain't going to be mad at her for going off, but just off some – you know, regular type stuff. Nah, you got to go and check. You need to go and check you. You need to check what's going on inside of you.
But on another note, all that needs to be checked in the beginning of the relationship. Like we talked about, like at this point, I think what Heather said earlier, all that needs to be checked in the beginning. If you come across someone who's like sneaky and insecure and nosy as hell, because as someone mentioned earlier, that, you know, once initially that person would not show that emotion, but later on down the line, like if y'all in something 2 or 3 months down and you notice that your significant other has these little insecurity traits, you have to me, you have to, like, deal with it and nip it in the bud then, because if you don't, you're going to run across those problems, you know, 6 months, a year down to the line, where, you know, it could be a situation where he or she might go through your phone. He or she might go through your pockets. You know, he or she might, you know, when you're on the phone, they're in your face, you know, looking at every word that comes out your mouth. So both parties have to play a significant role to do away with all that insecurity, secrecy stuff, right?
I mean, I just feel like if I didn't give you a reason to distrust me, why trip? If I'm not giving, and it's a difference between my actions and your perception.
But Joe, sometimes they don't feel like they need a reason. It's because you're in relationship with them, they're like, I don't need a reason to do this or do that. I do that because you're my mate, you love me, and you're supposed to trust me.
You're supposed to do what?
They do that. You say that they need a reason. Sometimes they don't. They feel like they don't need a reason. So the only significant reason.
And I think you said earlier, Q, you know from the beginning what type of woman or what type of man you got. Because a person can only hide who they really are for so long. And you'll know if you got the type that's going to rummage through your phone or, you know, rummage through your computer or emails or whatever. Like, you know what type you got. Just like vice versa. They know they with somebody that's sneaky and cheating and use their phone and emails for devious purposes. So I kind of just feel like that they get into those relationships because on the surface it looks like, oh, I'm unhappy, but underneath it all, they really get something, like they get pleasure out of all of this nonsense.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah, because most of it's just nonsense. I don't have time. Look, you want to go through the phone, you have fun, you know, but if a call comes up, make sure I get it. Like, because I don't have time for that.
And make sure you apologize.
I just think that's crazy.
You don't find anything. I'm
definitely going back for my phone.
Because it's
going to
be
I don't
problems.
Care if I'm in East Jabrette. I'm
problems.
Going to get my phone.
So, America, we have... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
No, you said I'm going to go get my phone, and I don't feel like my partner or anybody else has a right to go through my phone for anything. And I know I've been in the place of looking through someone's phone and looking at phone records when there was something going on and when there wasn't anything going on, and it doesn't do anything but drive you further crazy and into a bad place. It doesn't benefit the relationship. It doesn't help a person who has trust issues. It doesn't make you trust anybody anymore. It doesn't do that. At some point, you have to put a personal boundary around and say, there are certain parts of this person's life that I'm not intertwined in, and that's okay.
I'm thinking who wants to go through all that anyway? Who wants to?
Someone who enjoys drama.
That's how they get proof that they are in a relationship. That's how they get proof that they are loved. That's how they get proof that there's somebody is not cheating. They put you through it, and if you come out squeaky clean, or if you just deal with it. They know right then and there. You want this. You want this relationship. You want me in this relationship.
My thing is,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, my thing is, if you want to be in a committed relationship and you say, look, we're going to be monogamous or whatever, then do that. But if you want to be in a relationship with this person, but you also want something on the side, you need to do that. You need to say, look, this is what it is. I want to be with you, but I want somebody on the side too. Are you willing to deal with that? If not, go find somebody that is. Like, just stop with the back and forth. I mean, all the craziness that comes that people are just causing for no reason. I just kind of feel like if you're going to do what you want to do, find somebody that want to do it with you.
Word up, friends with benefits, and don't stop nobody from getting that relationship.
I mean, just stop trying to do what you don't want to do. You know you don't want to be in a committed relationship, so don't be in one. Or if you know you want to have you want a main chick and you want a side chick, or a main dude and you want a side dude, then just be honest, be upfront, and make that clear. So that way we won't have this whole, oh, why you need my password for my phone, because I already know what I already know what's going on, so there's no need for me to even do that.
Oh. And I swear, Joe, this is not being funny, but everything you just said, I just heard Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. Why are you saying that whole thing, man? Word up. Word up.
Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror.
Yeah. Tell the truth to yourself so that you can tell it to the world.
Yep.
Boom.
I mean, and you'd be surprised. There are people, no, but really, you'll be surprised at how many women or men out here that are really open to having those types of relationships. Like, there's really, honestly, there's no need for people to be cheating and sneaking and going through phones and all of that crap. Like, you can find somebody that actually wants what you want, or you and be happy, be content. Like, the world has just, they're just very open to a whole bunch. People are very open, and society is very open to a whole lot of things nowadays that you don't have to be in these crazy, drive-yourself-crazy relationships or whatever you want to call them, these pseudo-monogamous relationships. That's why I really think that if you get two people together and one is a cheater and one is just, you know, just feeds off of being cheated on and doing the investigation and hiding in cars and hiding in, you know, following you in stores. Yeah, whatever the hell they do, I don't know. But that I really believe that they enjoy it. Like, they get into these relationships on purpose because it feeds some insecurity or some fetish or whatever the hell you want to call it that makes them, you know, go, they target these people, you know, and they go after them, and they stay in these relationships because it feeds whatever void they're trying to fill.
So here's a question. Through all this conversation, this one just came to mind. So do you think the ones that are doing all the ones that are going through the emails, your emails, or want the passwords to your phone or to computer, whatever, do you think that they are cheating? And they're doing what they do to make sure that you're not blowing their cover, or you don't know what they're doing.
I think in some instances that's true, where you get like the cheating person who's like always hounding you because they're doing the cheating and they're paranoid that you are doing the same thing to them. And so I think in some instances, yes, but I think in other instances, it's really just the person is just like so messed up from being cheated on or whatever, and or allowing themselves to be used, and, you know, they have all this trauma, blah, 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 that whatever relationship they get into, they just bring from their past relationships into their new one instead of them getting help or instead of them healing or whatever the heck they need to do. And, is, you know, I think in some instances, yes, and in other instances, it's just a crazy mofo who need to go and get some therapy. Or may have some daddy issues or abandonment issues or mommy issues or whatever you want to say.
You're not going to bring the parents into this.
Oh, but it's true.
Bring the parents into this.
It's true.
My daddy didn't love me, so I'm going to find that love somewhere else.
Most people do. I mean, most people go. Either they're chasing after the father or the mother they never had, or they chasing after what they wanted their mother and father to be.
Mm-hmm. My dad didn't show me no love, so behind number six, I got all the love I needed. Yep.
I mean, I'm going to go to your phone to see.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, let me do this little station identification. America, please call in. Every code 760-683-2662. Or you can hit us on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalk.com/AmongstFriends. Or you can hit us on our Facebook page, which is Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Call in. Say what you guys say. Get on in this conversation. We want to hear from you. So I'm sorry, Joe. Keep it moving.
No, I really just kind of now that I'm like fully focused on the conversation, it's interesting. I do believe that there needs to be some privacy in relationships, and I'm actually really glad that I'm not privy to everything that my wife thinks or like past girlfriends or whatever. I'm glad that I'm not privy to everything that they think, or I'm not privy to their entire fantasy life or what they hold, you know, what they hold dear or what they hold locked into their brain, because I don't think that I really honestly do not believe that in relationships, if there was no privacy, that we would be able to function effectively in relationships. I really think that there must be, there has to be some form of, this is just for me. Like, I'm in a relationship, but this is just for me. Like, I'm certainly glad that my wife is not privy to everything that goes on in my mind. So I do think that a certain amount of privacy is healthy in relationships, and that you don't need, I don't believe that it is possible for anyone to be 100% honest. I don't care how real you are, how real you say you are, or how real you feel. There is some part of you or some parts of you that you will never share with your significant other. And the only person that will know it is either if you believe in God or if you believe in Jesus or any other higher power. Those are the mm-hmm. only people that you would share it with. And I'm really
Amen.
Glad. And in my opinion, in my relationship, like I said, I'm really glad that there are some that I'm not privy to everything, and vice versa.
And who wants to be? Who in their right mind wants to be? Because like you, Joe, I don't either. Like, I don't, if it's not detriment to my well-being, I don't want to know. If it's not affecting my girl, if it's not affecting my kids, I don't give two hails. I don't care. Keep it. I don't want the less I know, the better. The less I know, the better. So, continuing on, and we kind of during this conversation, we kind of got on the next topic that I wanted to discuss with everyone, and we talked about privacy, we talked about a little about secrecy. Now we're talking about snooping and how that works, or I guess for a better term, doesn't work in a relationship when it comes to privacy. Now, snooping comes from, in my opinion, snooping comes from a lack of trust. So, if you or your spouse is snooping around, that's a red flag, and that needs to be disgust. So, I'm trying to think of instances where there's snooping going on, and examples I have, and America, agree me if I'm right or wrong. So, snooping is something like going through your significant other's clothes without permission, you know, just digging for information, and also goes through, like, going through their electronic devices. Or how about if you go out and have one of your significant other friends follow you? Can we put that under the snooping category also? Or what other snooping, when the word snooping comes to mind, what in your mind constitutes snooping?
Are you just talking about social networks, or?
I guess I'm trying to cover all aspects. I mean, we talked about maybe another one is if you're on the phone talking, and if your significant other picks up the other phone and listens in.
That's a serious snooker. That's like All My Children. That's an All My Children, Ryan's Hope, move number six right there.
That's a snooker.
We cover snooping. We cover secrecy. And we covered privacy. So, okay, on the flip side, what do you say to those who believe that that privacy shouldn't be in any relationships? I mean, what arguments could you say to back them up, if you have any arguments?
I'm not a millionaire, so if paparazzi wants to get worse than what they got from Kanye West for me, feel free to jump in my life all you want to. So I can catch a case. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord, boy. We're not trying to send you to jail, boy.
We are not.
I have no bail money.
I find it hard to understand how, I mean, I know that celebrities have a hard time with privacy in their relationships. You know, they get, everybody wants to know everything about what's going on. Like, we don't have stuff going on in our lives. But, I don't know, if it's a dollar amount you have to make over before this happens, or, you know, that you get your big toe right in the limelight of things and your life turns upside down. It's like public figure. It's like, you know, I don't think that nobody wants to know when a senator is going to dinner or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? So, but our famous, our celebrities, it just gets crazy and twisted for them. I don't understand how that happens. How they can't savor, you know, the private time, the you know, being hugged up in a park or something. Like, oh, they got 50 people taking pictures of them. You're being romantic. Watch it. Look at it. See it. It's hilarious.
I think. And this is my opinion. I think in some instances, people completely disagree with our train of thought. You know, maybe there are some people in the world who feel like, you know what, I have nothing to hide. If you want to know whatever, here's my phone. I give you my passcode. Here's my computer. You know, here's my password. Here's my password to everything. And I just think that they feel like it's not about them. It's about the relationship in general. So if we are one yoke, then we should share everything. We should share everything. There are some relationships, for example, where a couple has three bank accounts. They have the one bank account for bills of the house, and they have their two separate accounts. So I guess in the person who feels that there shouldn't be any privacy, I guess, for a better lack, they just eliminate those two separate accounts and just pool everything into that one big account. I've never met anybody like that, but I'm quite sure there's some out there. There's some out there who be like, you know what, Here's my check.
When I was married, we didn't have separate checking accounts.
Okay.
Mm. That's how they do it.
Well, when I was married, we did.
Do what?
I mean, when I was married, we had bills. You know, we had the main account to pay the bills. Then I had my own little account because I had to pay my student loans at the time. You know, and I had a car. I had to pay my bill. I had to pay my cell phone bill. You know, and she had her own. She had her account too to pay whatever bills. You know, her little Mary Kay stuff. So Diva, let's get on that. How did that work? Did that work out fine?
Yep.
y'all had no money problems whatsoever.
Nope.
Really?
The bills were paid, and then if he wanted to do something, he could use the money that was in the account. He had an ATM card. I had an ATM card.
So yeah. Hold up, y'all had the same ATM card?
It worked.
You just got to put that work in, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to load up your sleeves.
Whatever. I have no problem. But, you know, If I need my weed money. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I need my Redskin jersey money. You know, long as the bills are paid, you know, whatever left, we should split. You know, Lana is a clothes whore. She's a shoes whore. Most women are. Why should I, you know, get my hard-earned money for her to get a dress and some shoes, and I left with nothing? Come on now.
Because you want her to be happy.
So I have to sacrifice my happiness? She happy? She happy?
Oh.
How long we got left? 10 minutes?
Oh, my goodness.
So she should be happy. I gotta sacrifice I gotta sacrifice my happiness on a pair of some shoes? Come on now.
But then on the flip side, the next month or the next week or whatever, she may be sacrificing and buying you a Redskin whatever or whatever it is that you want.
Okay, with that, first of all, I do all the Redskins buying. And if I feel something that she needs because she's a Redskins fan too, she got some jerseys for me. She got a Redskins purse. Okay, she did get her Redskins shoes, her Redskins pumps. Woo-wee. Okay, but, you know.
It was a principle of the thing, not really. That wasn't an avenue for you to drag that damn team into the conversation.
Yeah, I did.
You was in a higher plane.
Okay, moving right along. Oh my
God! I'm sorry. That was my fault though. But Jeff, the pumps though, son. I'm gonna take a picture of them and put them on the page.
Can we go on to the next thing?
Okay. America, we have like a few minutes left. If you want to call in with your comment concerning privacy and committed relationships, please call us 760-683-2662, or you can hit us online, blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends, or you can hit us up on our Facebook page, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. So before we go, I have 5 reasons on how to maintain privacy in a committed relationship. How to maintain privacy in a committed relationship. Here we go. Number one, continue to follow your own interest. Once you get in a committed relationship, don't give up what you were doing while you were single. Ladies, if you went out with your girlfriends every Friday, it shouldn't change. Go out with your girlfriends every Friday, even though you got a man. Men gonna love you for that. Most men won't have a problem with you doing that anyway. Right, fellas? Number two. Okay, so the first one again is to continue to follow your own interests. Brothers, if you go to the strip clubs, keep it moving. Go to the strip clubs. Let your girlfriend know, look, I'm going to the strip clubs. Hell, your girl even may want to go with you. Go to the strip clubs. So let your girl go hang out with her girlfriend on Friday, and fellas, you go to the strip clubs on Saturdays. And take your girl with you. Number two, how to maintain privacy in a committed relationship. Number two, encourage your partner to follow his or her own interest. Encourage your partner to follow his or her own interest. For example, I love to bowl. So, if my baby says, if I tell my baby, look, baby, I'm joining the league, I'm going bowling. I'm going to join the league. She should encourage me. That's love. That's love. Encourage me to what I want to do. Okay. Number three, how to maintain privacy in a committed relationship. Number three, and this is one of the most important ones, have your own friends. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you. I don't want to, and I hope I'm in the majority with this, but I don't want to know all my girls' friends. You know why? Because most of them are females. That's too much estrogen. Brothers need that extra testosterone. We need more male bonding. So she has her own friends. I have my own friends. Yay. Great. Number four. How to maintain privacy in a committed relationship. Reason number four, and I have this, have your own space at home. So everybody should have, and not necessarily a closet or extra room or something. You know, it's like, for example, if your girl likes to watch movies and you're not that much of a movie fiend, you shouldn't have to watch movies with her. Go to another room. Watch porn. You know what I'm saying? Or watch your favorite football game. Watch something. You don't have to, and ladies, you don't have to watch sports all the time, you know, with the fellas. You know, hey, I know y'all women like to watch, what is that? Lifetime Channel, where, you know, y'all be killing men in y'all little shows. Go to another room and watch that stuff. So number four, have your own space at home. And number five, how to maintain privacy in a committed relationship. Rule number five, learn to trust. I think that was the gist of our whole conversation today. We just have to learn to trust, and I think also maybe to have faith in our relationship and in our partner, so we won't have to snoop or do some type of secret undercover operation, all in the name of love. Agree? Thank you. So we have, we have like a minute or two left. Anybody want to say anything before we get off the show?
My baloney, Jeff, your first name.
I knew it.
O-S-C-A-R.
Lord have mercy. So, America, I would like to thank you for listening to another session of Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Tune in next week. What's the topic next week? We'll come up with something. So on behalf of Deidre, on behalf of Heather, on behalf of Joe, on behalf of Jeff, and on behalf of Brittany, this is Quentin. Thanks again for tuning into our show. Jeff, Take me home, big brother.
Amongst friends, all up in your area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, for the ladies, for the men. Just 21, or wearing the pants. Fab or combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Grown and sexy, baby. Grown and sexy, baby. Amongst friends, Fabo Convo. Amongst friends, Fabo Convo. Grown and sexy, baby. Grown and sexy, baby. Ooh.
A wop, bop, a loo, bop, a wop, bam, boo.
Rudy, Rudy.
Paul Rudy. Fruity, fruity, Paul Rudy.
I had to delete some stuff because we, from like a good 30 minutes, we were just going for it. I was like, oh my God, I had to, but we was running it. So, family, thank you. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Brett.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm not trying to see you next week, girl. Go do what you gotta do ahead of the baby. Do what you gotta do and stop tripping.
I'm hanging in there.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you, Mama. I'll keep
okay,
you posted.
Should we go ahead and put you back?
Say that again?
Should we go ahead and push you back? Because the schedule says you're next week.
Yeah, you can. I have a doctor's appointment on Tuesday, so I don't know if there's any progress or not. So you can for now.
Brittany, what's your topic?
I think my next topic is about threesomes, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, shit.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's do it like this, everybody. I think we should all research a little bit on threesomes. Just in case, you know, Brittany can't do it. We have to do whatever to keep the show going.
I'm down with that.
You good?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Let me also say, in my research, I found out that threesomes require three people.
Okay, you're so stupid.
We're going to get a whole lot of calls next week. We're going to get a hell of a lot of calls.
So I'll just say keep me on for next week. And
okay.
If anything changes come Tuesday, then I'll let you know. But just keep me on for next week.
Okay.
You better stop tripping.
I mean, so far, I'm okay. I can't speak for next week, but we'll see. We'll just have to see what happens.
I know. Like I said, we don't be having no contractions on the show and shit.
I hope that doesn't happen. But I'll be sure to type it in the chat. And maybe somebody will be able to take over.
You stupid.
All right, y'all.
Oh, I'm sorry, y'all.